What are the simanim that we know that a girl has become a bugar? As we mentioned in the previous mission, there are three stages in the development of a girl. The third and final stage is when she becomes a bugar. The bugar is no longer in the rishus of her father, she's in her own rishus. How can we tell that she has become a bugar? Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, when her breast has developed to the point that it looks like there's a wrinkle underneath the breast, at that point we know that she has become a bugar. Rabbi Kiva said, when the breast falls over onto her chest, that's how we know that she has become a bugar. That's a later stage in her development than the stage that Rabbi Yosi Aglili mentioned. Benade said, when the ring around the nipple has darkened, that's how we know she has become a bugar. Rabbi Yosi said, when she has reached the stage of development, that if somebody would put their hand on the nipple, it would sink in, and it would take a while for it to go back out. At that point in her development, she has become a bugar. A girl that has reached 20 years of age, and she still has not developed stasar, two pubic hairs. As it did it, that a girl, once she is 12 years old, as soon as she develops stasar, she would be a gedola. Now, if a girl has reached 20 years of age and still has not developed stasar, to assume she might be an islandess, an islandess is a girl that never developed, she cannot give birth. As it did it, that if a girl is 20 years old, and she still doesn't have stasar, and she has the simanim of an islandess, she has indications about her that she is an islandess. For example, she has a deep voice, her breast has not developed. In such a case, since it seems that she is an islandess, she has the simanim of an islandess, and she's already reached 20 years old, and she does not yet have stasaros, in such a case, she would become a gedola at the point that she has reached 20 years of age. And even though she has not developed stasaros, and normally for a girl to become a gedola, she would have to have stasaros, but in this case, since she's already 20, and she also has the simanim of an islandess, of somebody who never developed, she would become a gedola when she reaches the age of 20. So the Mishnah tells us, Tavi Raya Shehi Bat Esrim Shana, the He Islandess, Lo Cholet says, Belomis Yabemet. She would bring proof that she had reached the age of 20 years old, and she would also bring proof that she has seen Monday Islandess, she has the indication that she is an Islandess. At that point, she would become a Gedola, and if she had been married, and her husband died without any children, no Chalita or Yibam would be preferred. She would be allowed to get remarried without Chalita or Yibam, as the Torah dismisses an islandess from Chalitza and Yibam. And since an islandess cannot give birth, the Torah does not require any Chalitza or Yibam to be done if her husband had died without any children. Then as from Shana, Shulahavi Stasar, a boy that reached the age of 20 years old, and he has not developed Stasar to pubic hair. As the din of a boy is, that once a boy is 13 years old and has Stasar to pubic hair, he would become a gutter. Now if a boy has reached the age of 20 and he has not developed Stasar, and he had the simanim of a thrith is a male counterpart of an islandess, a thrith is a boy that does not develop. In such a case, Yavi Raya Shehu Ben Esrim Shana Vahu Sarin Lo Cholet Velo Miyabim Elu Divrei Beisil. This boy would bring a proof that he has reached the age of 20 years old, and he would bring a proof that he has simani thrith, he has the indication that he is a thrith, that he is somebody who does not develop. In such a case, if he would have a brother that died without children, he would not perform chalitza or yibam to the deceased brother's wife. These are the words of Beis Hillel. As the din of Asaris is, that if his brother died without children, and he is the only brother, the deceased brother's wife is free to get remarried without chalitza or yibam, as no chalitza or yibam is required when the only brother is a Asaris. Beishami Armin Zevizeh B'nei Shmona Esra. Beishami said that both for an islandess and a thrith, when they reach the age of 18 and they have not developed, then if they have simani islandess or simani thrith, they would become a gadol or a gadola at the age of 18, not the age of 20. Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer Hazacher Kedivrei Beis Hillel, Vanekeva Kedivrei Beis Shammai, Shaisha Mimaharis Lavo Lufnei. Rabbi Eliezer differentiates between a girl and a boy. By a male, he agrees with Beis Hillel that at the age of 20, if they have simani thrith, he would become a gadol. But for a female, he agrees with Beis Shammai that when a female reaches the age of 18, if she has simani islandess, and she had not developed state SARS at the age of 18 already, she would become a Gdola. And the reason why it differentiates between a female and a male is because a female develops quicker than a male, so therefore a female who has the money on it, by the time she's 18, she's already a Gdola, while a male would have to wait until the age of 20 to be considered a Gdola, if he is a